In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There was a young man who was employed by a construction company, and his job was to procure the materials that the construction company needed to build houses. And he was instructed to buy the best lumber, the best quality bricks, the tile for the roofs. He was instructed to order the best quality of concrete, and so on and so forth. After a number of years, the young man decided, I know the construction business. This company makes so much money on each house. I will build a house, and I too will make money. And he began preparations. He bought the best materials. But what he lacked was knowledge and experience in the actual construction of the house. And in particular, he lacked knowledge of how to properly lay a foundation. After the house was completed, he placed it on the market, and the real estate agents began to show the property. One day he received a call. Sir, you need to come take a look at your house. It seems there's a large crack in the foundation. He went to see, and sure enough, the foundation was cracked. A few days later, another call. Sir, you need to come take a look at your house. One of the corners of the house is collapsing. And indeed, one whole side of the house collapsed. In today's gospel, Christ tells us that we are branches. He is the vine, but we are the branches. We can't do anything apart from Christ. Just as this young construction worker could not truly build a house apart from the construction group that he worked for, so we too cannot bear good fruit unless we are grafted in the vine, which is Christ. The vine provides the sap for the branches. Sap is like the blood. It's the lifeline of the plant. We receive our strength and our nourishment from Christ. But if we're cut off, one, we're deprived of that life, and two, we cannot produce good fruit, just like the construction worker whose house collapsed when he tried to build it on his own. In today's gospel, our Lord says the word abide 8 times. 8 times he says, abide in me. Let me abide in you, just like I abide in the Father. And let my words abide in you. The fact that he uses this word repetitively gives us pause to reflect on what he is talking about. At first glimpse, the word abide may be reckoned as remain in me. But the word abide is stronger than that. It means to remain stable or fixed in one place. It means to sojourn, to stay, to continue. It is a much stronger connotation than the word remain. It also has the context of tolerate. Tolerate. And we think about it, do we tolerate abiding in Christ? Is that something we must tolerate? At first, we may say, well, no. It is our privilege and honor to abide in Christ, to remain in Him. He is our Lord, our Savior. But then we look again at what the gospel has to say. It tells us that if we are in Christ, we can expect to be pruned so that we can bear more fruit. Now, pruning means that the gardener comes and snips away small growths from the branch so that the branch concentrates its sap on the fruit rather than creating more branches. In the same way, our Lord is going to prune us. And how does He do that? One, He calls us to be detached from the things of this world. If something calls to us in a way that makes us respond almost irresistibly, that is something we need to pray about. It may be something that our Lord is calling us to be detached from. He calls us to detach ourselves from the world, but then He also calls us to give of ourselves to others. To reach into the depths of our heart and give not only of our treasures that He has given us, our blessings, our food, share our clothing, sometimes even share our homes with strangers. But to give of our very selves. And in the gospel, Christ says, no greater love has a man than to lay down his life. That's a pretty high standard. But that is the standard that our Lord met when He went to the cross and died for us. So we are called to detach ourselves from the world and to give of ourselves and to give of our blessings to our neighbors. These are the ways that we are pruned. And we're called to abide in Christ. And how do we do that? How do we remain in Christ? Love. Love is the first key to remaining in Christ. We are called to love God, to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Now think about that. To love our neighbor as we love ourselves. How do we love ourselves? Do we love ourselves? And what does that mean? Love of self has to begin in the recognition that we are each made in the image and likeness of God. Loving ourselves then continues as we, through baptism, come to the understanding that we are children of God and we have been adopted into His family. In understanding those two central concepts, we begin to develop a sense that we have a value. And that value is not how much we produce. It is not the work of our hands. But our value is truly found in our identity as children of God, as men and women made in the image and likeness of God. And once we have come to this understanding of this inherent value that we have, we begin to love and appreciate ourselves. And then God says, now you must see those things, those very qualities in your neighbor. And you must love your neighbor as you love yourself. And in this exercise of loving oneself and loving one's neighbor, we come to a fuller understanding of what it means to love the Father. Scripture tells us that we can't love the Father if we don't love the neighbor that we see, because the Father we do not see. Love. Prayer. The second key to abiding in Christ is prayer. The relationship that we have with our Lord requires that there be communication. And this prayer of the heart, this openness to His presence in our life, that is the second key. And there are many types of prayer. There's prayer that we pray, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be. But there's also a prayer of silence, a prayer of the heart becoming still before God and letting God speak to the heart. The third key is obedience. And in the gospel today, Christ says, if you abide in me, you will obey my commands. This obedience springs forth from this love and this relationship that we have with the Father. There are two types of obedience. One is a will that says, I will obey. That's good. And we need that type of obedience. But there's also an obedience that is, I want to obey. It is my desire to please you, my Lord. That is what we should be striving for. This obedience that flows forth from the love that we have for Christ. Abiding in Christ requires us to develop love of God, love of neighbor, and love of self. St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And if I give away all I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Brothers and sisters, we're called to abide in Christ, to be branches on the vine. May love truly be the strength that we're given to abide in Him now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you.